I'm going to call to order at 5:13, the June 2nd, 2014 meeting of the Couture Prudential Committee. First thing I want to ask is anyone recording? Need to go to the microphone. Needs to be turned on.
Indicates I'm recording.
Thank you. So, the Prudential Committee meetings are conducted in compliance with the Massachusetts Open Meeting Law, Mass General Law, Chapter 38, Sections 18 through 25. For regular meetings of the Prudential Committee, there should be a reasonable period of time for public comment prior to the committee commencing its discussions and deliberations. The public does not participate in committee discussions and or deliberations. No person shall address the meeting of a public body without permission of the chair, and all persons shall, at request of the chair, be silent. No person shall disrupt the proceedings of a meeting of a public body. If, after clear warning from the chair, a person continues to disrupt the proceedings, the chair may order the person to withdraw from the meeting. And, if the person does not withdraw, the chair may authorize a constable or other officer to remove the person from the meeting. Mass General Law, Chapter 30A, Section 20F. First order of business is the organization of the committee.
And I'd like to nominate Fran Parks as chairman.
Second.
Thank you. I think.
Mr. Bowden.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We need to have a volunteer for the policy advisory committee. Mrs. Wallace has volunteered to be the Prudential Committee representative to the Policy Advisory Committee. And Mrs. Hadley, do you wish to continue on the Bylaw Committee?
I would love to have you take it over. I'd like to do streetlights.
I'd be glad to do the Bylaw Committee and you can do streetlights.
Okay.
I'm also going to take care of the minutes for the meetings.
Thank you, and I will continue to post the agendas.
The next. Yes. We voted that at the last two meetings. And we have an open meeting law complaint, which is the reason that we called this meeting. I do not have a copy of the complaint. It was my understanding that the previous chairman was going to be coming this evening with a copy of the complaint, and Mr. Boudreaux, the district lawyer, would be coming with copies of the complaint. Obviously, neither of those people are here this evening, and the complainant isn't here this evening. But just so as to, the complaint was about difficulty hearing at one particular meeting. I'm not exactly sure the meeting that that was referring to, but I went ahead and contacted the Attorney General's office, and it's only a meeting law complaint if people intentionally are speaking so that people can't understand what they're saying. And I was referred to Open Meeting Law Decision 2014-3, which addresses that issue. Which we both have copies of. And also, we are required under the American with Disabilities Law to provide hearing assistance to people who have difficulty hearing. So I've included in your packet copies of a sound system, which is a personal hearing phone, hearing aid for up to four people. This is just one price. It can be attached to our unit.
So that this price on the first page does not, the $13,000.
That's
not,
just for this,
yeah,
this particular unit, but it includes four hearing aids. And also, if you go through it, there are several different headsets you can use. You can use like a regular headset that has two earphones. You can use an earbud. The problem with the earbud is obviously you don't want to use, one person does not want to use somebody else's earbud. So what you can use is, it's an ear clip that fits over the ear. And just has to be cleansed with alcohol in between use.
Okay. And that seems like a very good, that looks a lot better.
And those, I believe, are $18 a piece for that. I'm sure they're interchangeable with other units.
And they work with, as you said, with the system.
Yes, there's a unit set up that that's connected to the system, and it sends out an FM signal to the hearing aid that the person has. So.
Okay. Was Mark going to prepare a response?
I thought so, but clearly I'm going to have to give him a call.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that what we're going to need to do is call another meeting to address this. And I think since it's the Attorney General's letter to us, I believe, is 2 weeks old.
So we're already late.
So do we want to try and do this on Thursday?
Sure.
Do you work on Thursday?
I work, but I get through at 5.
Okay. All right. So why don't we schedule another meeting in, for Thursday at 5?
I'll post it.
Thanks. So anything further? Mark?
No.
No?
Well, what if we have more people at a meeting than the number of things we have?
Then we'll have to purchase more.
The price was only for the price of the one that Fran pointed out on this last page is only $14. I think we could probably afford to buy three or four to start with.
The hearing, the earpiece?
Whatever we need to satisfy the
bottom. This is Williams Sound, which is just one of the better ones, is from what I understand, the research that I did.
Okay.
But, you can... You know, the cheapest I saw was $325 or something. So I think we'd have to, once if we decide to do it, or, need to get some more information.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to have probably from Charlie. Charlie's music.
Okay.
Audio people.
But I'm looking at the price here. It's only $14. If we just to buy this part.
Yeah, just to buy that part. That's just...
And if it works with this, what else do we have to buy?
No, we have to
buy... Oh, we do have to buy that.
Yeah, we have to buy the amplifier and the transmitter, and plus these are the hearing aid units.
Okay.
So
it is $13,000.
Yeah, $1,300.
That's $1,300. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Did you want to keep this?